Blog Talk Radio.
Folks say we're all God's children, and maybe we are, I don't know. But sometimes I find that rather hard to believe, and living in a ghetto like I do, you find a little everything going on, all that fussing and fighting and whatnot. When I'm trying to get my rest, really makes it hard for me to believe. But right now, I would just like to tell you about some of the people you might find in my neighborhood. I know a man who curses his brother. I know a man who thinks of no other. Always chasing after money, thinks a poor man is funny, it's hard. Wow, it's hard to believe he's a child of God. Oh yeah. I know a woman who steals from a mother, and that same she gets drunk one day to another. She kicks the kids out in the streets, puts another man under their father's sheets, and I find it hard. Wow, it's hard to believe she's a child of God. Wear a sheet on Monday. They talk about justice and being free, but they are watching lynching so easily. Yes, it's hard. Hey, it's hard to believe they're children of God. Oh yeah, I find it hard to believe right now. Oh yeah, I find it hard to believe.
We welcome you back to KD3 Triple T Blog Talk Radio. This is yours truly once again on this lovely, lovely day right here in the state of Georgia. The King of Kings coming to you. How are you feeling today? I hope everything has went very, very well for you and you had a blessed day. What would you do if you were in Jesus' time and he in your time? Interesting. It's an interesting question. So many people have no idea back in biblical times what was actually going on. Let's check out Jesus' teaching in these verses in the Holy Bible, Matthew 13, 34, 35. What we think we know, do we really know what Jesus is really saying to us today? Well, let the Bible be true and every man a liar. Join me, the King of Kings, and my special guest, Matthew's loudmouth shepherd. Interesting. You know, people, so many times people have questions and they're not always answered. So the purpose of this show is being able to do the best we can through the workings of the Holy Spirit to answer people and through our own experience as well. To be able, if my guest is on the the line tonight. Press number one on your phone. Let me know you're on the line. The line's lighting up. Hit the number one on your phone. That puts you in the queue. And we can bring you in and get this show going. Press the number one on the phone. And I just want to say to you on this evening, do you have any understanding of what actually took place? There he is. Okay, we're going to open him up. This great king, Matthew's Loudmouth Shepherd. Welcome to KD3 Triple T Blog Talk Radio. How are you on today, great king?
Hey, how you doing, sir? How you doing, King? I'm doing fine today, just enjoying my day and just sitting back, relaxing, and right after the interview, get back to work. So,
oh, wow.
Everything's going well.
That sounds excellent. I'm glad to have you on the show, and definitely people are listening all over the world, and I'm glad to have this opportunity to open up this this great avenue for us to be able to bring the bread of life. What do you think about this great chapter, Matthew's 13th chapter, verse 34 and 35? It's one of my favorites. And so many times we try to bring 2,000, 4,000, 6,000 years or even more into the 21st century. But when Jesus was actually doing teaching in this 13th chapter, Matthew's verse 34 and 35, I found it very intriguing. And radio listeners, you're going to have interesting review of these scriptures, because a lot of times I really have one or two scriptures and get them understood as well as they go into my mind and affects my body. I want to have an understanding. All you're getting is get an understanding. And so that's what we actually here to bring to you today. Let me read that so you can have an understanding. So all these things spoke Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spoke he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, and I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. That was, I mean, you know, Jesus is going to tell us some secrets about some things going on, but the secret is that he's going to reveal some things that happened to us in the world. And great king, I'm intrigued about what he was talking about, because in the third chapter of Genesis, he says the serpent was more subtle to any beast of the field. And this field, as we read on, he'll still tell you, this field is the world. And so many of us as Christians, we entangle ourselves, and we get caught up in certain things, and we get stuck there. King, what do you feel about that? Why do you feel that we as believers and Christians are going through so many things in the 21st century today?
Well, the number one thing is, you know, not following what the Bible says, you know, not living according to God's will. We all have our own understanding of what things are, and a lot of people like to add to the scripture and like to take away from the scripture, so they make you think that it's okay to do what they do. You know, it's okay to go out and fornicate. It's okay to go out and lie. You know, God will forgive me. All I got to do is repent. And I know even though some of that is true, they're just digging themselves a hole, man. Like, it's a lot of war going on and stuff like that, because people have their own interpretation of what it is to actually please God. And if people would just stop adding and taking away from this Bible and these scriptures, then I think that we would be okay. You know, it's not that hard to do. You know, there's no way we can escape our sin, but we can also live better, and we can get better at doing it, and we're getting better every day at our own personal walk with Jesus Christ. If we just focus on the commandments and just try not to continuously break them, I think that the people of this 21st century will be a lot well off, or even a lot better than the situations that we see that are presented today.
Wow, that's a profound word, great king, because, you know, the scripture admonishes us not to take or add. And when the Holy Spirit began to reveal a revelation to us, back in Genesis, the third chapter, we have mentioned it, just a few minutes ago, you know, it says the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. And I used to sit and ask the Father, I'd be like, Father, what did you really go through? I mean, we as kings in the 21st century, we are going through a few things, but like you said, I think a lot of this stuff is self-inflicted. I believe that, and I know that if, like you were saying, that if we just be obedient, all we can give the Father is obedience. That's all he asks from us, is just to be obedient. But so many times people are hurting. And like you said, they sometimes you dig your own hole. And when you don't follow the ABCs of life, wow, we'll definitely find the XYZs. And when Jesus was walking the earth, I can imagine there's things that when you read in the scriptures that we have no idea, and that's one thing, I master things pretty quick, King, and the only thing that haven't bored me is the Bible, that holy book. And I know people say it's been transliterated. No, well, you know, then it's up to us to understand the translation, and this is where you go back into the different Latin and the Greek and the Hebrew, and
yep.
You know, we have to put that time in, King, and we have to, if we say that we love each other and we love Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have to put that time in and make no more excuses for what. And like you said, it'll turn around overnight. It will turn around overnight if we just follow those simplistic things that was written for us to follow.
And that's not just with us, though, like as individuals. There's a lot of that going on in the churches, too, that, like, they're afraid to bring in the ways of Christ, really. Like, they all stuck on certain things and tradition. Tradition is, like, a big enemy right now. And if you just break some of those ways, then they'll be able to reach more people, especially, like, the youth, like, which is detrimental to our future. So, like, if they just teach the ways of Jesus Christ and be real, true, firm believers of Jesus Christ and his teachings, man, it'll go a long way. Like you said, it'll change overnight.
King, now look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Jesus Christ. Just look at that. In the book of Matthews, I'm the kind of king that if it doesn't work, I don't want to use it. But I know that Bible work. Before I came into the true reality of the divine oracles of this Bible, in Matthews 1 and 21, Jesus came to save his people. Now, this is the thing, you know, when I was in organized religion, you know, there are certain things you can ask and there are certain things you got not ask. And I'm in my 50s. So when I began to ask certain questions, I was like, well, what do you mean Jesus came to save his people? The first thing statement will come behind that, well, Jesus loved everybody. And when I read Romans, the 9th chapter of Malachi 1, it says, Jacob I love, but Esau I hate it. That didn't set that well with me. And then Christ, so we have to be the savior first of our own people. And so people was like, well, you sound kind of racist. I said, you need to study the word racism. Because as African
Americans. But it also say, go ye therefore and teach all nations. And that was the command for Christ to his disciples to teach everybody.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah, not just his people, but he said his people, he meant everyone, not just one particular race or the Jew nation that he came up under, but everyone. And I mean, that was like the basis of how Christianity was formed.
You know, now I mentioned when they say, look here, King, I say, listen, we are English speaking people that's broken down. When I travel, I go to different parts of the world, and I was in London. We speak broken English, like Paul spoke colloquial Greek. He wasn't a scholar in Greek. He spoke colloquial Greek, which we would call street slang today. And so when I asked him, I said, well, if you say this to our people, because especially to the men, you know, Jesus had a people. What is it that, and then it's not that he wanted to discriminate, but he had a people. And I said, well, it said his people. And then he said, go ye therefore, Matthew 28:19. And he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then in Isaiah the 14th chapter, Lucifer was cast down to destroy the nations. So I'm like, wow, Father, like, we have work to put in. You gave the commandment to your disciples, which formed the 12 apostles, which went to the different parts of the world. But when we read the book, the New Testament, because I came up Baptist, I came up Pentecostal, I've studied Islam, I studied Judaism, I studied Buddhism, and it all comes back to that Bible. And I'm not just saying it because I profess Christianity in its rawest true form to the best of my ability to understand it. When the Holy Spirit began to give me the wisdom and knowledge to write these 11 books, and I'm actually doing one, King, it's going to be very interesting, The Real Birth of Christ. Oh, it's going to blow the mind of people. It's a hard hitter, and it's here to wake us up. It's here to show us that when you follow that book exactly like Jesus meant it to be followed, you can go. You cannot go wrong. And so I'm more concerned about our people. Do I love the Caucasian race, the Chinese, Japanese? Yes. Just like they love their own people. When I go to Africa, I had a culture shock, King. I had a culture shock. I was just like, wow, because everything in America was really just what they would call tricked out to me, because I went over there and it was nothing like I hear on TV. When I went through the Caribbean, when I went to London, it was totally different. And so I can imagine what Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I want to say this too. We said Jesus meant to save his people from their sins. And then it said Christ means the head, the anointing. But then we as men, we are the head. And we must take back that responsibility to lead and guide our family in all truth and righteousness. Joshua said, for me and my house, we should serve the Lord. So sometimes, King, I really stand on that. I really stand on that we as men, we are losing our voice. And I believe because we're not really standing on the scriptures the way that they are, the way they was, the way they are today. And maybe it's because we just learning.
I think it's just today why the men are stepping down. I think it's laziness. I remember one point in time where, let's say we're sitting in organized religion, and we're sitting there in church, and you would say, okay, so who's going to do the devotionals today? And the men be fighting to run up front to do it. Now, when you ask them today, I see what I've seen a lot of times where men are just not coming out to support one another, not to raise money, not to do anything. Like, it's just pure laziness now. And if we would just stand on that scripture, then that scripture, that word, would motivate us to get up and take charge, like the Bible says, and be leaders that we're supposed to be, and the kings and stuff. But nowadays you see that a lot of guys are just content with being where they are and letting the woman take care of them. Well, actually, that role should be reversed. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a strong, independent woman next to you to call a wife, but it's just something inside that, like I said, the word says the man is the head of the household, so he's the one that goes out and labors and stuff like that. And a lot of guys should be reading this and feeling some type of way about their life and be like, look, I gotta change for the better. So, yeah, I definitely agree on that.
You know, and it's an honor. I mean, it's an honor, King. I mean, if Jesus, he says he's the King of Kings, I totally believe that. I had experiences in my life that will blow your mind physically and spiritually. If he's the King of Kings, then where's his kings? See, these are the questions that I used to ask to the people, the leaders, the bishops, the pastors. They say they're apostles, the prophets, evangelists, and teachers, fivefold ministry. But, ooh, I'm just like, wow, King, give me about 3 minutes and 39 seconds. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with this great King, Matthew's Loudmouth Shepherd. I'm enjoying it. I know y'all are too. And, hey, you hearing what we're saying today? You know, wake up, Kings. It's time to get busy. And if we don't get busy, it's going to continue to see our children slaughtered in the streets and all that stuff, you know. So we'll be right back right here on KD3 Triple T Blog Talk Radio.
All is fair in love, love the crazy game, two people about to stay, say, but all has changed with time. The future none can see. The road you leave behind, ahead lies mystery.
Triple T Blog Talk Radio. This is yours truly, the King of Kings, with my special guest, this great King Matthews Loudmouth Shepherd. You know, we was talking, and you're hot, King. You're back on. We was talking just before we went to that break. I just wanted to play that song because, you know, love doesn't hurt. Hurt people. For the Bible says, I don't like using the word God because it's not a word. It takes four characters or more to make a word. So we have learned to rehearse things that has been said to us, but we have not did the work. I like to say the Father. The Father has given us a mandate for the Father so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And, you know, I asked a question. I have two sons. They're grown. And, you know, if I had to sacrifice them like Abraham in the 21st century, how do you think that will be perceived? Would they label me as a madman? Would they lock me up? How would my sons feel after being abused when their father hasn't put a knife to their neck? King, I ask questions like that. You're hot. I ask questions like that. And how would that pan out today in the 21st century, you know, being a part of this society?
Well, these days, even back then, that seemed a little crazy. When you're reading the story, you're like, what is this dude doing? Like, but, you know, God gave him a direct message. And if it was someone to do that today, and it would get a hit to, like, the media, they would label him as a madman. I mean,
yes. They
would have to. And only he would know the truth unless God revealed that, or the Father revealed that. And let the people know that this is what I called him to do. But back then, like, it was just him and his son. And I guess if some, I would have to say if some was looking at him like, oh my goodness, like what's about to happen, and the angel came down and stopped everything. So today, if he would have killed his son or the angel wouldn't have stopped it, he would have been labeled as a madman. He probably would have got locked behind bars and probably would have got like a death penalty depending on where he's at in the world. So, yeah, that's a pretty interesting question. I've never really like looked at it that way.
I mean, I'd be sitting here in meditation and praying to the Father, be like, Father, you know, and I hear, and I'm just being honest, I have friends of different nationalities, and they says, the Caucasian race said, I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it. It's abuse. And how do you think the child's supposed to feel after that, from that moment on, and look at you as his father and perceive you as his father? And I was like, well
well, if the child witnessed an angel that came down and stopped him from doing it, then I think the child will be all fine if he witnessed it. Because I think those are one of those things that you cannot forget. If you ever had a spiritual visit from an angel, I bet you know that the day, the time, the hour, the second, like, you know, those are one of those things that you cannot forget.
Oh yeah, that's very well put, King. You know, and that's how the Holy Spirit equip us. I mean, you know, we'll be able to give an answer to all men on all things. Because, you know, I had experience from a child, even up to this day. And I seen angels physically, and I turned back around. They gave me Bible scriptures. I turned back around, and they was gone. I seen angels. And this was a masculine, I'm female and a male. The one that was a female, I was just visiting one of the queens in the hospital. And when we came out, she said some words, and a great wind, like a tornado came. And we were standing in the middle of it. And there's no palm trees in Michigan. And it should have snapped them trees in half. And she said, it won't hurt you. There's no violence in the wind. It laid the trees down on the ground, and she says, remember these things that I'm sharing with you. And then she took me, and she introduced me to her king, and I was just like, wow. And I said, where are you from? And they said, Hades. And they gave me another word and said, no one will hurt you or harm you anymore. And I have always had these experiences down through life, and they're memorable. They're impressed upon your soul. And no man, no matter what you go through, no woman, no child, no boy, no house, no car, no talent and no gift can erase that from your memory. So
not at all. That's
very well put.
Yeah, I remember me having to, I was, 16 years old, and I had to write a sermon. And I put it off to the side. You know, when you're young and you procrastinate things, I'm like, yeah, whatever. And I kept putting it to the side, like, I'll do it the night before. So that night that I was supposed to write, I went to sleep and was like, you know what? I'll wake up in the morning. So I went to sleep, and around 4 o'clock in the morning, this super bright light woke me up. And it didn't scare me. It brought a feeling. And I knew that it was an angel telling me I need to get to work. So I got up and began writing and stuff like that. And that was over 10 years ago, and I never forgot that first encounter. Never.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, King. And that's what I thank the Father for this show for, because people need to hear that, you know, there are still things happening in the earth realm and in our mind, our spirit, that is going to transform this world like never before. King, tell the people who you are, where, what state you're located, and how they can get in touch with you.
Well, my name is Matthew Loudmouth Shepherd. I'm a producer and a rapper that go by the name of Loudmouth of Jesus. You can find me on SoundCloud, Loudmouth of Jesus. You can find me on Facebook, the Loudmouth fan page. And you can also look up me and the rest of my artists and labels for the ReachMovement.com. Go to www.ReachMovement.com, and you can log it out, bios and all information and everything that you need about it on us.
Well, listen here, I'm so glad to have my awesome guest, and I definitely have to have him back on the show because, you know, I love his energy. I love what he's doing, and we definitely going to hook up on Noosemanger, a record label that I started, Noosemanger Production, and see what we can do to get the word out there to reach a lot of people that is dying. Until the next time, we love you. This is yours truly, the King of Kings. Listen to this song. You'll be amazed.
truth.